Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off hour number three of this Tuesday 420 edition.
Yeah, man.
Of Free Talk Live. We are the radio call-in talk program where you can talk about anything that's on your mind. If you would like to do so, dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Breaking the Flaw, Joa.
Vincent, Sharfree Media.
Very well. If you haven't visited those guys' places, Joe, your YouTube is Breaking the Flaw, and your website is Sharfree Media.
YouTube, Sharfree Media, and I've discovered this awesome website called Substack where you can write things, and it basically it's like an email list. So if you could follow me at vincentmoore.substack.com.
Nice. I've read many articles on air that have been published on Substack or via we found, you know, through our feeds with the Substack
awesome
tag. So yeah, definitely a cool use of social media. We've been talking a bit about the joke coin, the Doge coin, and how it rallied, and there's even a hashtag for April 20th or 420. Which is known in cannabis culture as a day for smoking marijuana. That day is today. But prices also pulled back on Doge Day. Meanwhile, other cryptocurrencies have been mired in a slump. And I was getting to the point of how I find it funny that some rich folk can, you know, make some rumors, some memes, make some jokes about Dogecoin. And we see that, see a sharp spike in value. But when this, I'm calling it an evil company, Coinbase Global Incorporated, decided to go public in this weird, not usual way of going public. Yeah, there's some real weird stuff surrounding how they did that and what they did that I also don't like. But nevertheless, seems that you would think that would be a boon to the cryptocurrency market, but instead, the cryptocurrency market seems to have gone the other way with that announcement of Coinbase Global Inc. Going public. So, very interesting stuff. All that being said, and apologies if this particular bit has been covered on Free Talk Live before, this article is dated March 16th, so this was the actual day of the raid here on the Free Talk Live studios, as well as many other locations and the rest of the Crypto 6. This says Bitcoin becomes the best-performing asset of the decade, returning 10 times more than NASDAQ 100.
Yeah, I don't believe that was much of a coincidence that all these things are happening and just after the raid. They want to make sure that the activists are not in control of this and that they want to maintain the status quo, go public on the market. And, you know, I feel like Coinbase could easily manipulate or smidgen here and there's and lie about actually having a certain amount of assets that they're claiming to have.
Mm. I know that it's still early times for the cryptocurrency. We are still in the infancy, if you will, of the technology. Yes, it's over a decade old, but as far as what it can do, the potential that it has, the things that can be developed upon it and around it, and the whole entire eco-structure that it is going to end up creating is just a tiny little thing in some developer's imagination right now.
And if anything, your local bank or the bank that you have an account with, they're likely already using the blockchain to secure their own numbers. So to think that they wouldn't just switch over to crypto, you're not looking close enough. This is definitely the future. And now you can eliminate the bank? Come on, guys. Step up. Let's go.
What I find interesting is the response some of the major banks had. I remember, like, in, I think it was like 2017 when Bitcoin was at its previous all-time high. You had people like JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon say all sorts of terrible things about Bitcoin, how awful it was, then it crashes. And then now, you know, presumably now that they've had time to buy it up on the cheap, now you have JP Morgan investing in Bitcoin. Jamie Dimon loves Bitcoin, and it's like that with the rest of them. So they waited, you know, they poisoned the well, but, bottled it all up afterwards.
Yeah, and that's sort of the activity of what we call whales in the cryptocurrency community. Somebody who has a large amount of, you know, any single coin, whatever the brand of the coin is, they can make moves that affect the rest of the market of that specific coin because they have, well, more than 50% or some large percent that allows them to sort of create these giant waves in that particular market. So this article says, after its recent surge to 60,000, that's U.S. dollars, Bitcoin has become the best performing asset class of the decade with an annualized return of 230%, data shows. What happened? The data, which was compiled by CEO of Compound Capital Advisors, Charlie Bilello, examined the returns of the 17 best performing asset classes since 2011. Bitcoin's cumulative gains since then have exceeded 20,000,000%.
That's a lot.
Now, I'm no econ major. I've done some reading on like Austrian economics, which to me is just economics. Or at least how economics are supposed to be anyway. But most of the financial advice that you will get from people is something like, hey, you know, if your investment gets you somewhere between 5 and 10%, that's really good. That's just super. You've done really well for yourself if you can, you know, get a return. Gains exceeding 20,000,000%, apparently, far outpacing the cumulative gains of the NASDAQ 100 and U.S. large caps, which recorded returns of 541 and 282%, respectively. So those are still some big gains, but dwarfed by the 20,000,000% cumulatively of the cryptocurrencies. On an annualized scale, Bitcoin returned 230%, 10 times higher than the NASDAQ 100, which was the second best performing asset class. For the same period, U.S. large caps recorded an annualized return of 14%. High-yield bonds gained 5.4%, while gold returned 1.5%.
Wow, gold just not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, gold is stable, though.
Yeah.
Or at least as stable as, you know, a rare earth mineral can get. Or, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but, you know, something that comes out the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's been mined for, you know, millennia.
Yeah. Now, why would any of this matter? As more institutional investors have begun to pay attention to Bitcoin as an asset class, there's a market-wide speculation that a Bitcoin ETF may soon be a reality in the U.S. And, in fact, there are people and banks working on these ETFs. I'm trying to remember what the acronym for ETF is now.
It's an electronic traded fund.
Electronic.
Well, I mean, regardless what it's called at all, wow. I wonder what Satoshi Nakamoto would think that there's an ETF, right, for Bitcoin, right, you know, the establishment system.
Yeah.
Sort of like against the, and also like Bitcoin futures too, which affect the price that you don't hear too many people talk about. Exchange traded fund.
Yes. Thank you.
It's a type of security that tracks an index, sector, or commodity, but which can be purchased or sold on a stock exchange as the same as a regular stock.
Right. So it's a tool they use to trade in the perceived value of an asset. And I know that Chicago Mercantile Bank was working on an ETF. I know that there was another bank that I can't remember the name of off the top of my head working on ETFs. One of my favorite Bitcoin authors, Andreas Antonopoulos, was actually hired as a consultant, I think, for the Chicago Merc when they were talking about their ETF. So, you know, we're still in the infancy, and this thing has outclassed, well, everything this decade. So I'm no financial advisor, but if you got a little bit of savings, consider putting some into cryptocurrency. That's my personal advice. I'm not a lawyer. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
back to the program, everybody. Thank you for listening and tuning in tonight. It is Free Talk Live.
Is that where I am?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're well into the third hour, bro, so perhaps you've been napping.
Happy 420.
Indeed. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Joa
and Vincent.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and that no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate something called Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party. You can connect with other attendees. You can find the unofficial Telegram chat there or the unofficial forum. Again, links to all of that is found at forkfest.party. Come party with the captain. Are you guys going to be there?
Of course. I'm going to be the...
Oh, if there's any room left, yeah.
Come party with us, and we'll see you there. Forkfest.party. All right, we've been talking about this article from Yahoo. Bitcoin becomes the best performing asset of the decade, returning 10 times more than the NASDAQ 100.
You gotta laugh at that. I really do.
Well, every time they mention some like big company, like in this area, I think they talked about was it Ford and Kraft or something that they peaked over for a minute. Anytime anything is mentioned, we're like, oh, Bitcoin is now, or Satoshi. We did a story the other day. Satoshi Nakamoto is now like one of the top 20 billionaires if he's one guy, right? Just based on the amount of Bitcoin that he holds and the value of that. So anytime anything like that, it just makes me smile. Because, I mean, this technology, I don't know if all of the listeners out there understand, this technology didn't ever ask to exist. It just existed. It was put into play by a pseudonymous person or group of people who call themselves Satoshi Nakamoto. And near as I can tell, they took several different technologies and sort of bolted them together to create what we know as the blockchain or Bitcoin. Bitcoin just happens to be the first killer app on the blockchain. And the blockchain is capable of so much more. Imagine money with features. Imagine the expression of value with features, right? I mean, if you think about the United States physical dollars, right? What's the last time there was a feature upgrade? Oh, they changed the way the print looked, and they put a new security stripe in.
Wait,
right?
Have you seen the new quarters?
No.
Just kidding. Who cares?
Are they the same as they
ever
were? No,
they always change the image on the quarters, and I don't really care. I'd be like, oh, I'll look at it for a second and be like, whatever, it's state currency.
Yeah, but that's not really a feature. That's just changing the artwork.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But imagine for a minute that I have the title to a vehicle, and it's on the blockchain instead of being registered with my local government. Right? It's all notarized and everything. It's recognized by everybody that, yep, Captain Kickass, he owns this car. Now, Vincent, you come along and you need a used car, and I agree to sell you the used car. We agree on a price, we exchange that price, and in return, I give you this piece of Bitcoin that's on the blockchain, and now automatically everything just reverts over to you, right? So if I had an app on my phone where I could, like, open the doors and remote start the engine or whatever, I can't do that anymore. Now you can, right? The blockchain can make all of that happen. It's entirely possible for all that to happen. And the best part about the scenario I just described was there would be no government bureaucracy involved. The bureaucracy portion of the blockchain has yet to be explored, but I believe it is going to be a vacuum cleaner the size of half of the Earth, and it is going to eliminate bureaucracy, or at least large chunks of it, in the same way the Internet eliminated the newspaper, leaving just these shells of newspapers because, you know, Craigslist came along and did it in a much simpler and better way.
I was thinking the newspaper should hand out copies of Adblocker to try to save themselves a little bit. Just like a little, you know, CD-ROM or something or USB stick in their newspapers.
So whenever you get to
our only chance.
Do a site. So, yeah, at any rate, the technology is in its infancy. It has the potential to do way more things than you can even imagine right now, than I can even imagine right now. And there are a whole lot of people much smarter than I am who are working on it. So stay tuned. I wanted to shift gears. It looks like we have time. This is from the Mises Wire. Somebody called in, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before. I've been on a few days in a row. And they said something along the lines of, well, all of this could have been avoided if they just did what the cops say. Right? I think we were talking about a senile grandma who, walked out of like a Walmart without paying for her stuff. They confronted her and she gave the stuff back. And then somebody had called the cops and the cops, of course, broke her arm and, you know, sprained her wrist and hogtied her and tossed her into the cop car, kept her away from medical assistance for as much as 5 hours before they finally took her to a hospital to get her medical care. But, you know, somebody called in and alluded to, well, you know, the grandma could have probably avoided that if she'd have just done what the cops say. Well, what's the problem with just do what the cops say and you won't get hurt?
Well, the cops would be like, hey, just admit that you murdered them. Can you do that? I was told to do what the cops say. No, anything you do that incriminates yourself, right? This is not what you're supposed to do.
And I mean, imagine hearing about a situation where, you know, a police handcuff and assault an elderly woman, you know, who did, you know, really didn't do any crime. It was just a mistake. And then, you know, not thinking she's a victim and putting the blame on her. Imagine the victim blaming the grandma.
Right. And this article talks very specifically about this particular grandma and what happened. Her name is Karen Garner. She was 73 years old, an 80-pound woman. They did horrendous things to her. The district attorney refused to press charges since even a DA could see that any group of somewhat rational people, i.e. non-police officers sitting on a jury, was likely to conclude that this woman was of no real threat to anyone. So it's not hard to imagine the predictable reaction to this video from those who reflexively defend police abuse. She should have complied, they'll say. Some might insist that if she had her arm broken and her tiny body thrown to the ground, then she was asking for it. Because, well, she may have tried to steal the equivalent of $13 from Walmart. Indeed, defenders of police abuse and incompetence often attempt to console themselves with the idea that they would always comply with police orders and therefore would never have to worry about being shot dead, beaten down, or otherwise abused by police. Do you think that's the case? 603-283-6160. When you're approached by police, should you just always comply? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
He was also found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. His bail was revoked, and he was immediately taken into custody by the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. Chauvin will be sentenced at a later date. And Republicans may soon have a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo telling reporters Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss his bill. Biden saying at that meeting he was willing to compromise on his more than $2 trillion package. This is USA Radio News. An audit of the 2020 election will soon be underway in Arizona. Lance Pry has the story.
The Arizona Senate will begin a major audit of the 2020 presidential election next week, with results likely to be ready by mid-May. What's odd about this, the Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors refused to cooperate, and it took the Arizona Senate 2.5 months to win a court battle to uphold their right under law to ensure election integrity. The Arizona Senate has hired 4 companies to audit the election results in Arizona. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And rock star Ted Nugent says he's tested positive for COVID-19, and the symptoms have hit him hard. In a video on Facebook, Nugent said that he had flu symptoms for 10 days, suffering from fatigue and body aches, and said that he felt like he was dying. The 72-year-old has made statements in the last several months questioning the veracity of the pandemic and saying that he would not receive a vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Joa
and Vincent.
We've been talking about just do what you're told. Why some people think you should just comply when cops approach you for whatever reason, for whatever thing. And, I mean, I don't agree. I don't think you should comply. In fact, I think you should challenge every interaction that you have with the police, you know, in some way, shape, or form. Even if it's just saying, I'm sorry, officer, I don't answer questions. Because to me, you're asserting your rights at that point instead of, well, complying, right? And compliance just seems to me like the weak position. You know, that's my rationale behind it.
Well, even if you were innocent, you complying could cause some damage to your own life. That's how it goes.
That's true. And for many people, the reality of compliance isn't nearly as neat, clean, and black and white as defenders of police want to believe. Moreover, many innocent and unarmed victims of police shootings aren't even given a chance to comply. They're just shot dead without any warning.
The kid in Chicago, right? The kid who got shot. He apparently, like, the video shows that he held a gun, but the cop, you know, he stops him and he says, put the gun down or put your hands up or something. And the kid, throws the gun, right? He throws the gun and the cop shoots him anyways.
Right. Yeah. He throws the gun, puts his hands up, and then bang. You know, if you watch the video, that is what appears to happen to me when I watched that particular video.
Yes.
Speaking of shot for complying, let's review some of the evidence. It's a little hard to comply with police orders when one isn't even given the chance to do so. Some are shot even while in the act of complying. That was certainly the case for Frank Lobato, a bedridden 63-year-old man who was shot to death by police. Police had invaded his house looking for another man who was not in the house. Lobato was suspected of no crime and was sitting in bed watching television. Police entered his room through a window, immediately decided his soda can was a gun, and opened fire. I don't know if you've ever had a family member or a friend who's bedridden, but, I mean, they're literally going nowhere. They might make it to the bathroom and that kind of a thing, but outside of that, literally not going to go anywhere.
They don't have a chance. What kind of harm do you think they're going to cause?
Yeah. And then they enter his room through a window. Like, what, they couldn't break down the door or something? Like, I mean, we know they can. Why would they enter his room through a window?
Oh, and even if it was a gun, it wouldn't have been justified to shoot him. Because if I see someone, breaking through my window, and usually cops are, the cops who do this are wearing black uniforms, wearing masks,
yep.
Ski masks. The first instinct is to attack them.
Then there was the case of Margie Carranza and Emma Hernandez. Hernandez, 71, and her daughter Carranza were sitting in their pickup truck in Los Angeles in 2013 during a morning routine of delivering newspapers. So side gig, right? They're delivering early morning newspapers. Suddenly, the police fired more than 100 rounds of ammunition into the pickup truck. The police believe the truck belonged to someone else. Fortunately, the women survived, but they received a paltry $40,000 settlement from LAPD, which continues to insist the police did nothing wrong.
That's it, though? Only $40,000? I would have aimed a little higher.
Well, it's funny
that people just don't know, man.
It's funny it's LAPD, too, because if you remember Chris Dorner... When Chris Dorner was on his justice spree, the cops were desperate to not just find him, but to gun him down, right? You know, like they burned him alive in his cabin, probably because he had dirt on him, and some people suspect. And they thought they saw him, and it was just a mother and her child in a vehicle, and they just unload hundreds of rounds.
I think that's the one they're talking about right there.
Oh, whoops!
That may indeed be the exact same one. Yeah, 2013.
Yeah, that was around the time Chris Dorner was... it's odd they wouldn't mention Dorner in that.
Yeah, it is kind of odd. More recent is the case of Atlantia Jefferson, a woman shot dead in her living room by a police officer in Fort Worth, Texas in 2019. Jefferson was up late playing video games with her nephew. Police received a call from a neighbor asking the police to make a wellness call to the house because the neighbor was worried that Jefferson's open front door signaled foul play.
This is why you don't call the cops.
When police arrived, one of the officers went around to the back of the house, peered into Jefferson's windows. Upon seeing Jefferson inside, the police officer immediately shot her dead. In 2016, Philando Castile was shot dead by police in suburban Minneapolis. Castile was in legal possession of a concealed weapon and informed the officer of this fact. This is what owners of concealed weapons are advised to do when dealing with police. Castile complied with all police orders, yet was dead within minutes after police opened fire for no clear reason.
That was tragic. I remember seeing that video, and I could not believe the incompetence. And it just seems like they were aiming to just pull the trigger. They don't care. They don't care about us, guys. They care about promotions. I'm sure this is not... They were found guilty, I hope. Or is that officer getting charged? What's the deal? Because I've never heard anything else after that.
I don't know, but I can tell you on January 18th, 2016, Daniel Shaver, was shot to death by police while crawling along the floor as ordered by police. Shaver was sobbing and begging for his life. Police officer Philip Brailsford gunned him down anyway. Shaver had committed no crime. Brailsford was rewarded with a $2,500 a month pension by the police department.
I believe he did quit that department, but he went to another department, and then he actually had another shooting. I don't know if it was justified, but like pretty quick, that most officers don't even discharge their weapons once in their entire career, and this guy is already going from one job to another, shooting.
Yeah.
And this is what cops do. It's like when they found, they got in trouble, they had to quit or forced to resign or whatever from that department, they go to like a few towns over and try again.
Oh, it's the same thing with Catholic priests who molest kids, right? The bishop sends them to just, you know, some like a bishopric on you know, another part of a country.
Yeah, yeah. You know, these guys, oh, you don't work for LAPD anymore, but you can go get a sweet, cushy job in Kansas somewhere.
Or San Fran. You
know, yeah, whatever. The disabled are especially at high risk. Not everybody, of course, possesses full control of his or her faculties and is able to respond in a way that is sufficiently speedy to the liking of police orders. In September 2020, for example, autistic 13-year-old Lyndon Cameron was shot multiple times by police while Cameron walked down a street in Salt Lake City unarmed. In 2013, in Frederick, Maryland, Ethan Saylor, a 26-year-old man with Down syndrome and an IQ that was likely in the 50 to 60 range, was killed by police after Saylor refused to leave a movie theater. Police threw Saylor to the ground and sat on him until he suffocated. In January 2020, 16-year-old Eric Parsa was killed in a similar way by police in Louisiana parking lot. Police shackled Parsa, who had severe autism, put him in a chokehold, and then sat on him for 9 minutes. Until he died. Any of this sound familiar, anybody?
Yeah, it does. George Floyd, maybe?
Weird. The Chauvin case, where he was just found guilty? You guys act like it's the first time something like this has gone on? It's not. Police will also attack you for not speaking English. And, well, we can talk about police accountability coming up here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. What are your thoughts on all of this action or inaction by the police?
You file complaints.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Final segment of this Tuesday edition, the 420 edition.
Yeah, man.
Man of Free Talk Live, man. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass,
Joa,
and Vincent.
And I want to say thank you to Robert Womack III. That's Robert Womack III. He is a silver level amplifier of this particular radio program. What is an amplifier, you might ask? And ask you might. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That means that Robert gives $5 a month to help get this particular radio program that you're listening to right now onto more radio stations. We're on close to 200 stations right now. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 stations. It's all up to you. If you've partaken in the content of Free Talk Live, if you've enjoyed the hosts that we have on, the topics that we discuss, the angle of freedom that we take, and the fact that we have a call-in line where you can talk about anything that's on your mind, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you again to Robert Womack III.
Thank you, guy.
Thank you.
So, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We first got Aria calling from New Hampshire. Aria, you wanted to talk about the raid.
Well, to an extent, you know, I wanted to talk about the fact that you've been talking about compliance all night. And
yes.
I'm lucky to be alive, to be totally and completely honest.
I agree.
When they were screaming downstairs, I came running, screaming down my stairs, wearing only a pair of underwear and a blanket, asking them, you know, what the F is going on. And they're standing there, FBI agents, with guns pointed at me. They demanded that I put my hands in the air, which was going to cause the blanket that I was wearing to fall and leave me, you know, essentially naked in front of these people. And I refused to do it.
Oh, geez.
There are so many people who would have been killed in that situation, and yet I wasn't. I refused to comply. The one thing they could not make me do, they could not intimidate me into giving up my own dignity. They could shoot me. They could tackle me. They could forcefully remove the blanket if they wanted, but they could not make me do it to myself. And I think that's important.
Good yeah, for you.
Yeah, I can't agree anymore. And wow, I am surprised that you're alive based on those facts, because you're right. There would be nearly nobody that I can think of that, you know, the police wouldn't be, you know, itching to get some action on. Oh, they didn't comply. Let's go.
It was very weird because I straight up refused to comply with what they were saying. And I mean, these people had guns pointed at me. So whatever it was in that moment was worth dying for to me. And I finally figured out what that was. And that was that they wanted me to give up my own dignity. And I refused to do that.
And you wouldn't let them take it. And much respect for thank not giving up your dignity. Indeed.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else you want to say?
That was all I wanted. No, that was it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Aria. We appreciate it. Is dignity worth dying for? In some cases, I believe it is.
Do you have any honor?
Right. Exactly. That's the question that you have to ask yourself is, do you have honor? Do you have dignity? Self-respect, you know? Because when it comes down to it, our favorite caller, Jet, who likes us to not use the word government to describe the entity, that because he wants us to remember that they're just people. And they are. They are just people. Now, they're people with badges and guns and, you know, military equipment, and they're, you know, barking orders, and they're itching to pull that trigger. But they are people. So, you know, I don't know. That's certainly a personal call, but I certainly respect Aria for her position on it. Let's go to Zephin, who's calling from, is it Colorado?
No, California.
California. I wrote it down wrong. Zephin, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right. So today I wanted to talk about Monero. It actually reached 420 today on 420, which means that it's at a
three-year
all-time high, and I think it's got a lot of room to grow.
Absolutely. No way,
the
man.
The reason why coins like Monero are so important is because the rest of mainstream cryptocurrency, I believe, is mostly surveillance coins. They essentially... you're able to see every single purchase that's made on the blockchain, and as long as somebody's able to tie that address back to you, they're able to see every single purchase that you've made. Whereas privacy coins are fungible, such as Monero. So essentially, every unit of currency is indistinguishable from the other unit, making it so that essentially nobody knows who owns what. And, you know, how much you own of that currency and,
Let me stop
and
you.
Who's interacting with whom.
Let me stop you right there, Zeph, and I just want to explain to our audience for those, because, you know, you've said some words, and those might be some scary words to some people who own some cryptocurrency. Most cryptocurrency is what we would call pseudonymous or pseudonymous, and you are correct in that if they can find a way to tie transactions to, like, one of your wallets or something like that, then, yes, it can be tracked. But you can track that yourself, too. And that's one of the pluses of transacting in these cryptocurrencies. Now, Monero and some other coins are being developed specifically to avoid that. These are called privacy coins, and they are being developed and designed so that they're anonymous. Not pseudonymous, anonymous. So go ahead, Zephin.
I just think that in an era of increasing surveillance, governments are going to want to use any tool that they can get at their disposal. And you know, I love cryptocurrency overall, but I think that the future of cryptocurrency are the private coins. And since Monero has the strongest technology to back it up and you know, the strongest fundamentals, in my view, and it's the most ubiquitous with privacy coins. I think it's got the best shot, but if people wanted to check out the alternatives too, Zcash, Pirate Coin, R, or other ones, I think that those are all very strong options for the future in terms of cryptocurrency. There's still a lot of untapped potential and room. And most of all, I'm just optimistic about the technology. I just really believe in the mission of these privacy coins. Even if they all tanked tomorrow, I'd still love to have means of exchange that's completely private.
Yeah, I don't think it's going anywhere because I equate the blockchain or Bitcoin, you know, this cryptocurrency technology to music. Music is the expression of emotion. Cryptocurrency is the expression of value. These are just languages. These are, it's just code, right? Music is code. Cryptocurrency is code. It's not going anywhere. I did want to mention that if folks haven't yet been able to donate to the Crypto Six over at thecrypto6.com, Monero is being accepted. It's one of the cryptocurrencies up there. So I just wanted to make sure that folks are aware of that.
As someone that's donated Monero to their legal defense fund, it's a very seamless process. It's, you know, you just scan it and it works right away. So you know, it's a very quick crypto, and the fees are really low. So you don't have to worry about if you want to exchange your Monero, it's not going to be like $50 or whatever with the regular Bitcoin. It's usually about 3 cents, sometimes even less.
That sounds like a really good coin. If it's quick, low fees. I'm just advertising to you. No, but it's true though. I've loved Monero. I've had Monero for a long time, I do like how its tech has been ahead of the game, and no one's realized it yet.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Zeffin. We appreciate it. Did you have any comments on Monero?
No, mum's the word on Monero.
Mum's the word on Monero for Vincent. Okay. Well,
I didn't say how much I had.
Wink.
Yes, I understand. I think that eventually privacy will be baked into all coins.
Baked?
Yes.
Well, it is 420.
I'm sorry, I had to do one. I had to say it to make one pun. I'm sorry.
Now you're talking my language.
Well, it is 420, man. Baked in, right? Okay. So, like, when cars were first coming off of assembly lines, right? The first car to have a radio, right? That was cool, right? That was a big selling point. Oh, my gosh, I want to get one of those cars because it has a radio. Well, eventually, the same thing's going to happen in cryptocurrencies. Somebody's going to develop a feature, and because it already exists in the blockchain, somebody's going to be able to go find that code and modify it for whatever coin that they're on, and then all abracadabra, alakazam, a la peanut butter sandwiches, you've got all the same features, you know, that the other coins have. It's just a matter of competition. We are out of time. Thank you for listening, everybody. If you've missed any of our program, check out the archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening.
Welcome if you got them.
Peace.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.